Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, everybody? What's good? What's good? Welcome to the very first installment of Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, presents Smoking Word, hosted by myself. I'm Paul Cram, the poet. Tonight, I want to know some things. I want to know what genre of music heals your soul. For me, it would have to be a mixture of smooth jazz and reggae. Those two genres of music seem to just do something to me, seem to put me in a relaxed state no matter what's going on. So tonight, when everybody call in and y'all get ready to blaze the stage, before you blaze that stage, I want to know what music heals your soul. Tonight here at Bourbons and Bars Lounge, presented once again by Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the stick of choice for tonight is the Connecticut Reserve by Olivia. If you're into cigars, very mild flavor, this is the perfect stick for you. So those of you who's listening, I see we got a couple hands raised, and I hope everybody is ready. I hope you've already attended the bar. The music got you ready to get down with these bars, got your drink poured, got your stick lit, and we're going to go ahead and go to these lines immediately. The first artist tonight is none other than one of my favorite people. She did me a solid, and that was the beautiful, beautiful voice you just heard on the introduction to Smoking Word. So everybody get prepared for La Perla Negra.
Hey, Paul Cram, what's good?
What's good? I'm glad you made it. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. I wouldn't have missed it. I would not have missed it. I promise you. I've been waiting. I'm good, though. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you again for the introduction. That was amazing. I was so happy that you did that for me.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime. I got your back. We family. I'm telling you, we family up in here.
Yeah, that's what's up. So, La Perla Negra.
Yeah.
Tell me, what genre of music heals your soul?
Ooh. It's not a specific one. It just depends on where I am at in life. Mentally, spiritually, it could be any genre, honestly, because I'm a Pisces, so I love just about everything. It could be anywhere from opera, R&B. Now, R&B is my go-to, okay? But I love every genre of music. Country, Western, blues, bluegrass, hard rock, soft rock, all of it. I'm trying to tell you, I'm into every sound. It doesn't even matter. So it depends on my mental state and how my spirit is doing. But if I only had to choose between them, I would go to R&B. It's something about them, the rhythm and blues that just moves you no matter what you're doing, where you're at. You're going to feel it, and you're going to move, you know. Even if you're physically not moving, your spirit, your soul, something will rise up inside of you, and tears will start to flow, or your breathing will change. It may become labored. It may become very relaxed. It doesn't matter. But music is just, it's multi-universal. Everybody can relate to music. So that's the best I can do.
Everybody. All right, I like that. And you're right. Everybody can relate to music. It don't matter what language it is. There's songs I listen to that I have no idea what language they're speaking, but it's just something about the whole rhythm of it that's just, it's captivating.
Absolutely. You know, everything that is alive and keeps us going is through sound and vibration on a frequency. And I think that's why we can all relate to music.
So I know you will be, I'm so honored that you will be the first person to blaze the microphone on Smoking Word.
Yes, yes, I am honored to be the first person here to do it. I'm a little nervous. I always get nervous. It's nothing personal. It's something about it. But I just got finished putting something together for you. I've been trying.
All right.
So I got something here.
All righty, well. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Rooted in the Greatness of Love's Restoration. One to one, the altruistic nature will prevail. But one is unnecessary without the other. I mean, what purpose is served if they can no longer be or even touch each other? Her, rooted in provisions of necessity. Him, keeping the clearing and holding her up. They, created equivalently just as time began and built to withstand the testing of it. One to one, they are the warriors of all that is essential. Bonded strong with divine light sparked. Here to conquer the unnatural. She is Mother Earth, securely wrapped in the arms of Father Time, and she will always be his top priority because she keeps him grounded, stable, and protected. Her wide covering of him is a natural trust, and through his protecting strength of her most precious gift, they will absolutely flourish, blossom and bloom spectacularly whilst returning necessary nutrients for the precious process in the continuance of the cycle of life. And that's their piece.
Wow. 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 I've always told you, like, from the moment I first heard you ever spit, you know, I'm a very, very humble person when it comes down to things, but I'm very picky about what I like. And you are simply amazing with your pen. It's just amazing the things you do with your pen. And I'm not only a fan of your pen, I'm actually, I call myself almost like a student. Like I like to study the way that you do things, the way that you put words together. Like you're just an amazing artist. I love it.
Wow, that is such a high honor coming from you. Thank you. Oh my goodness. Thank you. You know I'm an uber fan of your pieces, your work. Oh man. Oh my God. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, man. So tell everybody, what does La Pearl and Negra got going with Epiphany Radio?
Okay, sure. Y'all can catch me co-hosting on Wednesday nights at 9 here at Epiphany in Divas Talk, and I'll be there with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. Now, there is a topic, but it escapes me right now, but y'all come on through anyway and find out what it is. You're going to love it. Now, also, you can catch me on Monday nights co-hosting with Sergio Atterbury, a.k.a. King Atterbury, in King and Queen's Quarters. And that's just bring what you like. And that is Monday nights at 9. Back to you, Paul Graham.
All right. And that is La Perla Negra. I'm so glad that you stopped by. So it will only be right for me to welcome you as the very first person to enter the Bourbon and Bars Lounge. Our bartender has already got there. The bar is already paid. No money need to be had. Just go in there, have you a good time, enjoy you a nice steak of your choice, and sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the show.
That's what's up. Thank you so much, and congratulations on the show. All right, I'm out of here. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. All right, everybody, that was none other than La Perla Negra. Please catch her on Mondays and Wednesdays. Just dope, dope. If you don't have her on your Facebook page, find her. And just, I don't know, let's poet, let's connect. This next poet I'm getting ready to bring up here is, to me, the Dr. Dre of this poetic community, man. He's taken pieces and turned them into masterpieces. So everybody, let's please welcome none other than C Double.
Oh, man, it's a brother, Paul Cram. Can I come out? Can I come out and slam a jam? How you doing, brother?
Oh, you definitely can. I'm all right, brother, yourself.
It's an honor to finally be on one of your shows, because I'm always doing the Willie Nelson thing, being on the road again, delivering things. So I'm happy. I'm privileged. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm honored. I'm very, very happy that you showed up tonight, man. I appreciate it. You turned a couple of my pieces into some dangerous little work, man. I got to get another one sent over to you. I think there's one to be real special with your hand on it.
My question is, did you turn into Frank Thomas after you let people hear it?
No.
Okay.
It's a gentle piece. It's gentle.
Okay. I got to make sure now. You know, things be sponsored by stuff. I had to make sure.
Definitely, definitely. So, C Double, I want to know.
Yes, sir.
What genre of music heals your soul?
Man, I could take La Perla Negra's answer and just double that. But if I had to choose, I would choose three. I can't choose just one. I'm going to choose neo-soul, because you got to have the Jill Scott. You got to have the Layla Hathaway. Got to have the Dwelle, Eric Roberson. You got to have some Stevie, all that stuff. I mean, you got to have that. Golden Era hip-hop. Got to have Tribe. Got to have Busta. And then Deep House. Now, I don't know people who know about that. It's kind of like an airy version of house music. But it's kind of like that with neo soul mixed in with one. So put that all together, you got me.
Okay, I like that. I like that. And what's that genre of music you just called out? I'm about to look that up.
Deep house.
Deep house. All right.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that out, man. I love listening to this. Yeah, man. Definitely will.
So I know you got something for us tonight, right?
I hope this works out, because I'm going to take my time in a neo-soul type of way. Hopefully, it'll come out the way I hear it.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called In the Nick of Time. I take ownership of these intellectual properties that could have been knocking knees with the daughters of Socrates without apologies. I do my best to live drama-free while displaying this artistry, giving thanks to the God I serve and never join the Illuminati groups. And you'll never see me using symbols to alert the powers that aren't over me, that I'm aligned in pledging allegiance. I refuse to be yoked with non-believers. I don't participate or partake in your nicotine addiction. So if you want to be near me as I strive to be nearer my God, the D, you don't want this smoke. I will not be prognosticated in the consequences of procrastination because of my skin tone and have people saying I arrived at colored people time. Let me punctuate the punching the clocks and erase the punchlines from punks like you. I'm clutch. And you can't shift this conversation. I tear up your transmissions of premonitions until you're useless. And then I'll dismiss you, make it official. My heart used to belong to Romy. But when she left me for my homie, I did my dirt all by my lonely. Brush the dirt off my shoulders. I'm kamikaze like Palomalu, breaking through every obstacle. I'm doing well. How are you? That's that piece.
The double coming through here, swinging them hard. Okay. Can you repeat that kamikaze line for me one more time?
I'm kamikaze like Palomalu, breaking through every obstacle. I'm doing well. How are you?
A lot of people may not catch that. That's a dope bar. Like, no one really knows how much of a kamikaze type of ball player Troy Polamalu was. Man, that was a dope bar, man. That's a dope bar.
I just wish I had the hair. I don't have it, so I'm, well, oh well.
All right, C-Double, won't you tell everybody here at the Bourbons and Bars Lounge where they can find you if they need to find you on this social media thing?
Well, they can find me in Hendersonville, Tennessee, on the Conway Twitty. Hello, darling. And they can find me in Dexter's Lab. That's what I call my home studio, where I will find you like Liam Neeson, pretty much. If I hear something good on any of these shows on Epiphany, I will find you, and I will record you.
No doubt. Y'all heard it right here. If you get a strange inbox, all of a sudden, just be okay with it. He's trying to put you on. And once again, it's C-Double, man. I appreciate you stepping through. Right now, I'm getting ready to head you on over to the Bourbons and Bars Lounge and go hang out with Miss La Perla Negra. She'll introduce you to the bartender, and y'all kick your feet up.
All right. One love, one mic. I love scotch.
Got it. We got it. One love, one mic. Oh, man, I'm having some fun tonight, man. That was, once again, C-Double-3-4. He's the Dr. Dre of the poetic community. All right, so we're going to keep the ball rolling. We have another amazing artist getting ready to hit the microphones, everyone. So everybody, please get ready for none other than my friend, Miss Lisa Rip.
Hey, love, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing good. You got the heavy hitters on first.
No, you're one of the heavy hitters. What you mean? I'm the one intimidated.
You know, I had to come through for your inaugural.
I appreciate that with everything I do. Mm-hmm. So, Miss Lips. I like saying that. Miss Lips.
I like the way you say it.
What genre of music heals your soul?
Yeah, I'm kind of like the rest. It's not one thing I can put my finger on, but I kind of agree with you. The island music, reggae, soca, that kind of stuff makes me want to move my body. But when I really want to just chill and relax, it's definitely going to be jazz.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big jazz fan. I'm a big, big jazz fan. It's a lot of smooth jazz that I listen to, like the Boney James and things of that nature. But I like the old school jazz as well.
Yeah, I did radio forever. So, yeah, I've played it all. I worked in jazz and R&B and gospel and old school and a little bit of everything. Country, I've done it all.
Well, Miss Liz. I know you got something for us tonight. Get ready to blaze this microphone, right?
All right.
The mic is yours. Right.
So this is a piece that I wrote a little while ago, but I'm going to set it to music in honor of your theme tonight. The piece is called Violin. He plays me like a violin, caresses me close and places his head on my chin rest, touching on the caves of my desires as he fine-tunes me, rosins his bow so that he may craft the melodies my heart wants to sing for him. Delicate plucks and strokes on my strings, fingering me to play the tune he desires for me, urging harmonious moans as he masterfully designs complex chords for my simplicity. Because I am his instrument, and no one can manifest the things his hands create in me. Pizzicato pleasures across my fingerboard, bowing full ponticello rhythm with glass-like clarity. Then dynamic spiral into sensual sonatas with broad strokes and language passages, so deliciously fluid that angel tears flow from the beauty he brings forth in me. And as we climb toward the bridge, unbridled passions explode, entwining our song into mezzo-soprano cries and baritone harmonies never written. Ultimately, settling into pianissimo whispers as the composition completes its climax, leaving us satiated, yet still wanting, because our song never ends. 'Cause he plays me like a violin, each note passed down through this musical architect who designs intimate intonations of love. And I desire to remain his instrument for all time. I'm Liz. And you just deserve it.
Never in my life have I had a stronger desire to play the violin as I do right now. I've always thought it was a beautiful sound, but, like, I've never looked at the violin the way you just made me look at the violin, and it has become my favorite instrument.
Well, thank you. I was quite moved by a friend of mine who is a violinist, and that's what brought that piece about.
It was a beautiful, beautiful piece. And tell your friend I said thank you from the bottom of the newly fanned of violin's heart.
I certainly will pass that on.
Definitely. So, won't you tell everybody here at the Bourbon and Bars Lounge what you got going?
So, every other Friday night, which is not this Friday coming, but the following Friday, I will be hanging out at the Inkwell. We want to know what moves your pen. We want you to bring through whatever it is that you've written and tell us just exactly why you wrote that. That's on the Inkwell at 9 o'clock every other Friday night, right here on Epiphany.
All right, everybody, you heard it. Where to find Miss Lips every other Friday night. Not this Friday, but next Friday, right?
Absolutely.
All right, so everybody, make sure if you don't have her already on your Facebook, look her up on Facebook, follow her, and let's get this thing going. So, Miss Lips, I'm going to be more than happy to escort you to the Bourbons and Bars Lounge. In the meantime, for everyone else, I want to go ahead and take a small little break and let's listen to some smooth sounds of Sade. Miss Lip, one mic, one love.
One love, one mic.
Thank you.
right, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. For those of you who are just joining, this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, presenting to you Smoking Word. I am your host, Paul Cram, the poet, and we have just been having an amazing night tonight. Right now, that was the smooth sounds of Sade with Nothing Can Come Between Us, one of those songs that just makes the whole, everything feel better. Like, it don't matter what's going on, she just got one of those things about her that just make things all better when you hear that voice of hers. So we're going to continue to keep this night rolling here at the Bourbon and Bars Lounge, and we're going to go to another heavy hitter. It's full of heavy hitters tonight. Everybody coming out here thumping. Everybody here pins is on point. And I am privileged and honored. I've been following this poet here for quite a while, like a long, long time. And he's never, ever ceased to amaze me. So everybody, please help me welcome Brother O to the stage. Brother O, how are you doing today?
What's good, Park? How you feeling, brother?
I feel great, man. I feel great. I got me a nice Olivia Connecticut Reserve. I have my Crown Royal Vanilla on ice, so I'm feeling great. The poetry is hot. The vibes is great. I'm feeling good. What about you?
I'm feeling everyone that poetry that came so far. CW34 Music, the Perla Negras, this Alicia List, they all do their thing.
No doubt. So, Brother O, I need to ask you, a man who's been in this game for quite a while, man, what genre of music, heals your soul?
There's so many types of music that heals my soul. One type of music in particular is Motown music. If I hear a song by Motown, so I just my spirit. It got that had that feel to it where you were down and depressed, and you pop one of those Motown songs on, makes you feel better. And
Temptations.
Oh yeah, it's like my favorite group of all time, you know, and I like jazz, blues, you name it, even some country blues, you name it, I listen to it except for trap music and heavy metal music.
This sound like noise to you, huh?
Yeah, too much. That's too much. Not my speed, brother. Not my exactly my type of music. I go to sleep. It just does something in my spirit. It just puts me to sleep. I just get tired of hearing it.
Yeah, me and my son, we battle about music all the time. It's really comedic how we get into it, how he compare his music to what I listen to. He tells me I'm an old man and I listen to elevator music because I like jazz. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
You know, but different generation.
Yeah.
I know you're ready to set this microphone up, huh?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right. I'm honored to tell you that the mic is yours.
The title of this poem for tonight is Brother O, Why You Still Listen to Music from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. My dear brothers and sisters, to those who know me very well, I'm a diehard fan and lover of music from the old school. Now, there may be a few people who may refer to me as a weirdo or old-fashioned for listening to the oldies but goodies. However, I've been exposed to various genres of music ever since I was little. I enjoy listening to those timeless classics from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and early 2000s to this day. And that's one thing about me that won't ever change. See, music from the old school appealed to me. See, back then you could either sing along with the songs or rap to those cutting-edge beats. The songs had powerful messages and you could relate to them. Back then, music from the old school lifted you and set your spirits on a natural high. And you could follow the current dance craze depending on which decade you were born and raised in. Music from the old school had substance. It had originality to it. It had creativity to it. It gave off positive vibes and put you in a good mood. And it had the authenticity that some of today's music is sorely lacking. My dear brothers and sisters, you didn't hear brothers referring to each other as the N-word back then. You didn't hear our queens being called bitches and hoes either. You didn't hear sexy explicit lyrics until you heard Two Live Crew in the early 1990s. You didn't hear about violence on the violence back then until gangster rap became popular in the 1990s. I rarely listen to that type of music to this day. See, when I was coming up, brothers and sisters, I listened to jazz, pop, rock and roll, soul, gospel, instrumentals, blues, house, bebop, quartet, Motown, rhythm and blues, old school hip-hop and rap, new jack swing, and white brothers who had soul. Every decade had its own unique type of style of music. Every city created its own unique sound. Every singer had their unique style of singing, and every rapper put his or her on spin on hip-hop. Music from the old school was live, and you could party all night long without any type of drama going on and have a good time without getting to fights. There's absolutely no shame in my game. I still play in this old music, school music, even to this day. In my car, on my smart TV. I would rather listen to the oldies than some of this garbage being played on the radio any day. My radio stations of choice are either V103 or Soul 106 back here in Chicago. I swing to my own unique beat because the music I listen to has got to have some soul to it. I live and breathe old school music. And some of these young people ain't been taught about or know what real music is. So it's my job to educate y'all on the real old school music, and the young people can show me how they turn up. Frankly, I don't give a damn if you call me old-fashioned. I don't care if you give me strange looks when I'm singing those oldies but goodies while in my car. Get an attitude with me because I don't allow certain types of music to be played on my radio because of the spirits that they give off. Or if you can't flow my style and vibes. As long as I live and still have breath in my body, I'll still listen to music from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. That's that piece.
I feel a lot about how you feel though. When it comes out of the music that I listen to, I like to listen to music that has some substance. And I'm not gonna rag on anybody's choice or taste in music because everybody has their own choice and taste in music. But for me, I'm a poet. I like words. If your songs aren't saying nothing, like, there's really no point for me to listen to it. That old school music that you're talking about, man, my grandpa, I knew if I heard it in the morning on Saturday, it was time to clean up. And if I was at my grandfather's house, that's what we were doing. So that's what I grew up with. I love it, man. I love it.
Yes, sir.
Little brother, thank you so much for that piece, man. Beautiful piece. Love the old school music. Is there anything you got going where people need to know where they can locate you or find you?
Oh, sure. They can find me on Facebook under Omar Brother Gannon, and on Instagram under the name Brother O underscore the Live Miracle 1975. I also host a couple of radio shows myself. There's one, Voices Behind the Pen, every Monday night on TalkShoe.com, hosted by myself. This is Nina Ray, Marvelous Mar, and Valentine's Day, I get to host my own talk show called Versus, where we break down and discuss the lyrics. That's every second or fourth Wednesdays of the month, starting on Valentine's Day. The calling number for that show is 605-562-0444. The ID number is 93155. The PIN is number 1. We're currently looking for features where I can interview them, and while they perform their poems on the show, I can break down the lyrics and verses in. And that'll be the particular theme for the night. So, yeah, just connect with me and check out what I got going on, y'all.
No doubt. Well, Brother, I'm getting ready to get you escorted over there to the Bourbon and Bars Lounge. There's some great company over there. Sure, they're going to show you the ropes and get things going for you. So I just want to thank you again for gracing the microphone here at Smoking Word. One mic, one
thank
love.
Well, one mic, brother.
That was Brother O. Represent for the old school music. Man, I love old school music. It brings back so many memories, so many memories. Well, coming to the stage now is a poet who truly, truly does not need an introduction. I just know when she get here, she makes decisions, right? If she wants to freestyle or she done wrote something down. But this phenomenal artist here, I'm so happy that she decided to come through and grace the microphone here at Spoken Word. So everyone, please welcome Miss Gina Thorn.
Happy
Hello.
Tuesday, Paul. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
I am happy, wonderful, blessed. The poetry has me full already. Brother O is one of my favorites in the Chicagoland area. I met him through Black Acid, POET, in the Chicago branch. He was one of the first poets that I ever knew who I felt like was worthy of the title Overcomer. He and I were in the same category this year. He won, and I thank God he did. Because I told my mother, I said, if I win, I'm giving it to Omar. So that's my brother. I love LaPola Negra. Miss Lips was here, and my big brother, Dex Simon, Mr. Beatty, C Double Grudge from Music, Clarence First, and Junior. So, like you said, heavy hitters. OMG, I wasn't ready.
Oh, man. So, Gina, Lord, I have a question to ask you, sweetie. I would like to know, what genre of music heals your soul?
Oh, my goodness. My soul is healed by so much music. I love music in general, but specifically, I feel like neo-soul was a movement when it came to Black music, R&B, soul, hip-hop, rap, jazz. Everything was fused into one, and people were putting themselves in their lyrics and being transparent. So neo-soul, to me, speaks to who I am as a poetess, because to me, lyrics are lyrics. And even though I can't sing, Lord knows I wish I could, I wouldn't talk. I need, so it's gotten me through some rough times.
Oh, yes. I definitely feel you on that. Definitely feel you. It's something special about Neo Soul. When I first got introduced to it, it was just, it felt different. Like, it didn't feel like anything else I listened to. It felt like it was a part of
True.
Me. Like, I loved it.
When NDRE came out with I Got My Hair, I'm sorry,
mm-hmm.
Go ahead. When NDRE came
no,
out
no.
with I Got My Hair, I had just shaved my head. And I was like, thank you, sis. And then when Jill Scott sang He Loves Me and Lizelle in E flat. I was being loved that way at that time in music. And when Music Soul Child did a song about him and his buddy making a go at a relationship,
oh, yes.
But if it don't work out, I'm going to lose my friends. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, I had that
yes.
situation going on with my dead male best friend because he shot his shot. And I was like, ew, fool, don't do that.
You're going to mess us up.
But I could relate. You know what I'm saying, though? Honestly, like, because I had songs that spoke to my life in real time, I wasn't guessing, wondering, trying to figure out how to articulate these thoughts and feelings. It was the soundtrack to my life.
Man, that is dope. That is dope. It was, I was actually
ooh,
shocked.
Yeah.
Like, it was artists like Music Soul Child, Kim, like artists like that, I really didn't think
yeah.
that I was going to be into because I was really trying my hardest to be street or whatever. But I just fell in love with the music.
Yeah, it's a beautiful genre. I was a rapper before I became a poet. So before spoken word, I had lyrics. But the lyricist that I was more hardcore. It was during that time when Brother O was referring to, you know, the rap game was real gangster. And I wasn't gangster, but I definitely wasn't lovey or dovey. So my love of love came out in my spoken word. I actually wrote something.
Yeah, I can't rap. I can't rap gifts. Like, I don't do none of that. If you give me a subject and a pen and paper and you tell me to rap something, I'm probably going to look at you crazy. I'm just not, that's not my vein. Everybody who can do it, I love it. That's just like with you, freestyling poetry. Oh, man, that's not what I do. I love to hear when people do it, though. I can't.
I get that.
I stick to what I'm good at. So, speaking of freestyle, what are you, huh?
I get that, and I feel you. I appreciate the fact that, you know, it's being acknowledged because I always felt like I was at a deficit. Like, I can't memorize a piece. I can't read you a piece as I wrote it. That's a key style. I use what I wrote as an outline and I freestyle around it, or I just go off the dome. So I wish I could do what y'all do, and y'all wish you could do what I do, and I think that's just the way the world is set up.
And I love it, because all our differences come
oh, yeah.
together and create such a beautiful bouquet of talent.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have something for us tonight?
Yeah, so I wrote this on the fly. I'm one of those people. When Sade was playing, I wrote my piece. So.
Oh,
this is Christine.
Oh,
like
I'm looking forward to this.
All right. I titled it Happily
right.
Ever After.
Well, Happily Ever After. All right. Let's see what's up. The mic is definitely yours.
Thank you, bro. Happily Ever After. My life, love, and mind have a neo-soul soundtrack. As a matter of fact, see, I'm desiring my happily ever after. The only thing that I'm after. I said wedding vows twice, and each time, word I meant, thinking each love was heaven sent. Pledging my love eternally for each one respectively, first and second biblical, my ex-husbands, Solomon and Moses. It was them that I chose and was chosen. See, I was the best woman for each of them, being his rib, his wife, his good thing. Yet my heart sings sad love songs. Where did I go wrong? I was either the right person at the wrong time or the perfect package sent to the wrong address. I digress. I see the wrong turn that I sit back there somewhere, and I'll find true love, perhaps, next lifetime. My big, warm heart is ready. My mind, body, and spirit are ready to one last time, try. God knows why. Jim Storm, thank you for indulging me. Thank you.
what I usually have a lot to say about a lot of things. I'm really not one who's usually a loss of words. But the line when you said the right person, the wrong time, or the right package at the wrong end, I know everybody has felt like that at least once. And as soon as those words fell off your lips, it hit me like, damn, like, that's that feeling that I couldn't describe. Like, that was that hurt I couldn't describe ever, and you just described it perfectly. That was a beautiful piece.
Like, I actually heard those words, those quotations, these were words that people said to me. I was the right person at the wrong time, and I was the perfect package just sent to the wrong address. I don't know what other people would do with that, but my heart hurt. My soul was crushed. My eyes cried. I didn't sleep at night. I'm thinking, Sway, I'm doing the best I can out there. Like, every day being the best me I can be. And if this ain't good enough for him, then maybe I chose wrong. Or maybe in the choosing, he didn't see me realistically. And either thing could be the case. I don't know which. But what I do know is I took a long time right there somewhere, and now I'm on the course to love, and I'm not looking back. Let's go. This ain't the rehearsal. It's the show.
Man, I love your energy, man. I just felt like that. You have no idea. Everyone goes through their own types of hell, and a lot of us mask it really, really well, but just hearing you say the things that you just said right now, it felt like a pep talk. You know, you, La Perla Negra, y'all have a habit of treating me like the little nephew and like, hey, blah, 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 without even realizing it. And I love you both so much for that. Yeah, I love y'all both so much for that. Oh, man.
I appreciate that. Absolutely. On Clubhouse, they call me Auntie Gina. I tell people all the time, you know, I may not be old enough to be your mama, but if I'm your auntie, know this. Auntie got you. I'm not going to steer you in the wrong direction. I'm not going to give you any false hope. I'm going to tell you the stone up, and I'm going to say it to you the way it comes to me. I'm not going to filter it, sugarcoat it, or dumb it down. I need you to get it how I got it, and that's how I'm going to give it to you, because this is life lessons that we all need from people who are our seniors. You know, I listen to my elders, and I still do every day. This is how I came to be in this station in life. So loving me and having affirmations daily to let me know that I'm in the right place, doing the right thing, and I'm never the wrong person, and the address may be wrong. That's okay. I get it. You know what? Everything ain't for everybody. I feel you. I'm not mad at you. Nah. But what I will not do is waste another second of my time, because it's precious, and tomorrow ain't promised. So I'm out here living my best life moment to moment. YOLO.
So, that's what's up. Well, Miss Gina Storm, can you please let everyone know what you got going?
Okay, so you can catch me with the Just Dan Gina Show every other Saturday night here in the Sydney Universe. We're taking a little bit of a hiatus because we got some things that we're working on, and we really want to give you the best of us. And we are dedicated to that, to our brand, to our names, to this station, and to quality. So, you know, what does Pharrell say? Why be ordinary? You can be raw. Yeah, we out here doing the best that we can. We want to be extraordinary. But you can also catch me on Clubhouse in the Kitchen every Saturday at 2 Eastern, every Sunday at 7 Central PM, and every Monday morning at 8 Eastern with the AM Drive. So I'll be out here. Wherever poetry is, that's where you'll find me in the storm. I got you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Let me go ahead and get you over there to the Bourbon and Bars Lounge with some good company over there. Y'all save me a seat. I'm getting ready to be over there in a minute. Oh, man, I'm entertaining, having fun. But it's time for me to pay a couple bills right quick, and I have to refresh my drink. So let's go ahead and get like a commercial break in.
All right, everybody, for those of you just joining us, I want to welcome you to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network presents the first installment of Smoking Word with your host, Paul Crown, the poet. We're sitting here at the Bourbon's Lounge right now where the night has been full of smooth music and hot bars. The call-in number is 319-527-6300 and press 1 if you want to let me know what genre of music heals your soul. This event is sponsored by Raw Links LLC, which asks the question, why be average when you can be wall? We've had some really, really hot poets tonight, man. The music's been straight. Everything's been going pretty good on the pilot episode of Spoken Word. But we still got hands raised. We still got people in queue waiting to jump in. So we're going to go ahead and get this ball rolling again. So area code 346.
Yo, yo, man, what the hell is going on up in this thing?
What's good? What's good? Oh, man.
Bro, what's up?
You called, bro.
Well, come on now. You didn't think I wasn't.
All right, so backstory real quick, people. All right, so I'm not the toughest dude in the world, but I feel like I'm pretty rugged, you know. And I had a show in Louisiana, and this man out of nowhere surprises me, and I'm gonna go ahead and tell him myself now because he got footage. So
yes, I do.
Like this is my
receipt.
Like, this is my brother. This is my dude. You got receipts. And, yeah, you know, I dropped some tears. You know, I cried. Like, it was an emotional moment for your boy, man.
Right.
I didn't
know it was.
But, man.
It was a beautiful moment, though.
Man, but dang. Everybody, please welcome to the stage, man. No other than Aziz, the pulmonologist. Man, what's up?
Yo, what's up, big bro? I'm loving what you're doing, man. Listen. I got to give a shout-out to all these poets that came through, man. Brother O came through, dropped that. Lady KRS-One, Gina Storm came through and dropped. Yeah, I heard some others. Lisa Lips, man. This thing is going off, man. You know, no, man, I'm feeling this.
Oh, yeah, they came through swinging, too, cuz. Like, everybody came through punching on my stage, beating my microphone up, man.
Yeah, no mercy.
So let me ask you, man, what music heals your soul?
Oh, man, it will forever be 90s dance hall, man. That is my, that just takes me to a another environment, brother. So I love me some dance hall reggae, man. When I'm just really ready to just like with myself, you know what I mean? I could roll up one, man. I got, you know, a whole playlist hours long, and I just go off into my own zone. So that's my go-to.
Oh, damn! I feel that one definitely. I'm a big fan. Like I'm really getting into
I guess the actual genre of dancehall, you know, with the I've been listening real hard to Beanie Man. I've been listening real hard to Collie Buds, you know.
Yes.
So I'm really loving it. I'm really loving it, man. Really, really loving it. But did you know, man, it messed me up in my journey of listening to reggae music. I found out Eddie Murphy got two reggae songs, man, and they actually pretty dope.
They damn good. They damn good.
It messed me up. Like, it messed me up, but I had to go ahead and compromise and listen to him. Like, I listened to that Red Light a lot.
That's the one. That's the one. That's that one right there, Red Light.
All right. Well, Big Bro, it's an honor to ask this question, but I know you got something for me tonight, right?
Yes, sir, I do. I got a little spit for you.
Oh, yes. The mic is definitely yours.
Thank you, my brother. I self-denied. I was defined by a fenced-in thought process, then confined by lack of preservatory fitness. Thinking limited became the litmus as the four corners of my thinking neglected and never reflected positive interests. Dreams stacked like Voltron, guided by Islam and the Quran. I tried to fit my destiny into a box, but that destiny required the octagon. Street-educated fingers acts as the petroleum that fuels my verbal altitude. Like sutures, printed pages became the lyric clinic that sold these spitting lips on this alpha dude. Fine-tuned like rinse and repeat. Refined my scribe and bench press metaphors and hyperboles till my tongue learned to flex lyrical obliques. I use no code in my dialogue. Even my rough drafts are smoothed out as if Langston Hughes himself filed it down and then sanded. So if it's hard to decipher, that means it works the way I planned it. E-40 taught me never adjust my flow so some goofy can understand it. Finally undefined by prison time, gangbanging, and selling drugs. I was a victim of misinterpreted scripture infecting my blood. My plasma is pure as a full bread. My DNA can never be watered down. When these thoughts come around, you can hear and see my heartbeat through my words. I'm a lyrical ultrasound. My soul brother rhythm is that black pig with a black fist. Saturday morning clean and floor model record playing, amplifying Al Green like it's a ventriloquist. I was once as undependable as a submarine controlled by an Xbox joystick. Now people trust my shit like no rubber on a dick in the 80s before HIV hit. Motherfucker, we was kidnapped and whipped, reduced to nannies, house niggas, and cotton pickers. No matter who gets triggered, I owe my ancestors, so I keep raising a bar like a fat kid eating a Snickers. I snicker like I'm tipsy off liquor at the image in the mirror and how you couldn't tell me shit. Fuck the police, a little bit of gold and a pager on my hip. Gnarled lip and a pistol grip, chopping bricks, left my community unequipped to uplift. I contributed to this, so to fix, I made a switch. And with clenched fists, I beat those demons back like Django when he got his hands on that whip. The D is silent. White comfort wants to silence our history. Teach that slavery was a benefit, but people who look like me, that benefit is a mystery. Islam taught me that dictators control power by controlling education. Finances change. You want to control a nation, you deprive it of information. A century-old playbook that travels with hate that has never been forgotten. I sniff this thinking and the odor is rotten. So, if slavery was so beneficial, take your melanin-challenged family out there to the fields and let them pick some cotton in that heat to have my people drop it and face with 20 lashes popping across the back for anybody stopping. It was you who invaded my continent and decided to go shopping. Purchase yourself a 400-year head start. Even if you did purchase the service option, a warranty becomes null and void when you grossly misuse the product and ignore the cautions. That head start did nothing. Your plans for our melanin malfunctioned. Your children's heroes look like us. Rap songs on their playlist you find disgusting. This is karma gut punching. Bubble guts bumbling. This bumbling ideology crashing like a comet. That 400-year start yielded profit, but you filled with so much buyer's remorse that now you move to delete our content. You suffer from the 90s crack paranoia. And this year, fitting off here, got you propaganda laced. Hustling hate, spewing that same bullshit. Black wants power to get revenge, and Mexicans want to take our place. Let me get this straight. All in the name of preserving white race, some dumbass came up with burying black history and closing the border. Well, feel free to hit your closest McDonald's and simply See, your place ain't in danger by some foreigner. Right up front, it's an AI machine that takes your order. And that's my drip.
Man, I knew you was about to come. I knew it. See, so that piece has a whole lot of, man, they're banning books. Like, all right, so I try to stay away from the political situation as much as I can, but this piece just flat out did it, bro. Like, they're banning books. Like, they're really trying to erase history, you know, and it's right in front of our faces. So, and it's horrible. It's not even been trying to hide it anymore. It's horrible. When you say the kids' hero look like us, like, that's a different type of hate for that.
Like, right.
Man, that's a great piece, man. That's a great piece. I knew you was going to bring it like that.
Thanks, bro. Thanks, little bro. Thanks, man. I appreciate that, dog.
Yeah, man, it's been a minute, man. It's been a hot minute, but we can't go this long no more without talking, fam. Next time I call your phone, you pick that phone up.
I got you, little bro. No, I was at work, man. I couldn't.
No doubt.
Yeah.
All right, man. So you got anything going on for everybody here to smoke when we're allowed to know, man? What you got going on?
So listen, y'all, getting close. April 11th through the 14th, 2024 BPC Fest, the Black Poetry Fest in Myrtle Beach. Go ahead and get y'all rooms booked. Get ready. I will be hosting the open mic on April the 12th. So y'all come on out. The open mic on April the 12th will be a luau, Hawaiian luau theme. So we're going to have lays, the whole nine. So dress in your little luau gear. Man, come on out. You go book your rooms now for $100 down. They'll let you put the $100 down. I think somebody booked their room for the whole 4 days for like $400. So depending on which room you get. So, man, come on out. Get ready, man. It's going to be a good time.
No doubt, man. That sounds like the fun. That's one thing that's on my bucket list. I definitely have to do this year with poetry, man. I have all plans. I'm traveling. I'm doing this is the year that I move around. So once again, I want to say thank you, brother, for coming through, man, blazing that microphone like that, man. My big bro Van already told me to keep a box of microphones. I didn't think he was gonna be like this, but I'm running short. Everybody that broke one, I'm running a little.
Yeah, but it's a lot broke before I got here. Don't blame that on me. Man, shout out
right,
to
man.
Tiffany, man. One love, y'all.
One mic, one love.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, that was my big bro. Aziz, the pulmonologist, man. Him and his wife, they both, shout out to Subliminal, both came to Louisiana when I was still out there two different times to support me for one of my spoken word events. And as a matter of fact, that was an event where Van actually traveled from 4,000 miles away, I think, to get down there so we can do a special engagement proposal for Subliminal, the poetry, man. I love it. Gets me connected with people. So let's keep the ball rolling, man. This next artist we have right here is 216. 216, you hot?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you? This would be Classy Poet on the mic.
Alrighty. How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm great. I'm having fun tonight. I done calmed down some. Things are great.
Good. You know I couldn't let your first show on and not. So I'm staying up past my bedtime.
Well, I appreciate that, but from the bottom of my heart, I really do. You know what? We've been doing some pretty dope collabs. I think we need to get another one in soon.
Yes, we do.
Sounds like a plan.
Congratulations on your show.
I've
been listening. It's been some hot mics tonight. It really has. Some of my faves.
They've been torching these mics.
Yes.
Yep, I got a box of them. Van told me to get a box of them, so I had to make sure I came prepared. I realize now that I'm going to have to probably spend the block, so I don't know, man. We're going to see what we're going to do with the few I got left. Y'all been killing these mics, and I know you're going to do the same. But before you do,
yeah,
I want to ask you, what genre of music heals your soul?
Oh, wow. Can't really pinpoint it on one because it depends on what my mood is at the time. I love R&B. I'm old school girl. All the way back, '90s was my thing. Smooth jazz, a little hip hop. Right in there.
That's smooth jazz, hip hop. Like, yeah, I see how everybody got a little bit of things in common, man. That's what's up, man. I can listen to that all day long. Like my Pandora,
yeah.
I believe I can fuse it because I have a station that says Paul Cram Station, and it'll jump from Paul Hardcastle for jazz to Johnny Taylor. Like it's just that's just me.
I've been waiting.
You know what? I'm gonna surprise y'all with some music. I'm gonna write a poem one day in the background of some blues music. Like that's
that'll be
we'll
good.
Talk to C Double about this. See what we can get done. All right, so Ms. Class, did you bring something for us tonight to blaze these microphones?
Yeah, I brought a little something. I'm trying to decide which one I want to do. Let's see, I'll give you titles and you tell me which one you feel. Then with my vibrations is one, or Why I Write is the other.
Why I Write.
I have been asked many times why I write. I don't know any other way. Poetry is my thing. It's my how. It's my why. It's my way to express me. I don't know any other way to be. These words just dance in my head all day. Gotta put them somewhere, wouldn't you say? I create words. Put them together. They form lines and verses which rhyme every single time. And when I'm done, I got poetry. When I write, I'm free. You see what I see, feel what I feel. Because I'm so real. Sometimes I get deep with it, keep you in tune with it, share it or keep it to myself because I don't know how one may view it. Sometimes my words are just for me, selfishly. As my therapy, my spiritual healing. Got well over 1,000 written about life, death, love, my kids, God, and me. You see, I'm so diverse. If I think it, I write it. It's my insight, my metaphysical divide. But what I love is love. So that's what I write most of us. Writing is my free poach, is the air I breathe. It comes so easily, naturally, while I write. Simply, it's my gift. I write to give choice to ones who feel they have no voice. I write to save a life. to reach, to teach. I write when I'm drowning to stay afloat. It's my life raft from tears and years of hurt and pain. Writing helps me live and love again. While I write, I guess I just want to live forever. Because when the time comes and I must return home, my words written will keep us together in the spoken land of forever. I'm saying in reality, this is why I write. And that's
I love that piece. I love that piece so much. I love that piece so much. I was asked a question on another show with Epiphany, and like my answer to the question was, poetry is the only way that I can get people to understand my emotions. And for you to just, the way you put everything down on paper, I'm like, yes, like this is the perfect explanation. Like, it's like poetry has its own language, and the only thing that truly understand it is your emotions. So I love that you put that on paper. Like, that was, you see what I see, you feel what I feel. Like, that resonates with me. I love that piece. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you for having me.
So can you please let everyone know where they can find you, if they want to follow you or things of that nature?
Yes. You can find me on Facebook under Keisha Short, my poetry page, The Window to My Soul is on Facebook. I'm on Instagram and TikTok under Sultry Phoenix.
No doubt. Well, I want to thank you again for gracing the stage and blazing the microphone, man. It was an honor to have you, and let me know when you're ready.
All right. I sure will.
All right.
Have
cool.
A good night.
You escorted to the bourbon and bar. You have a great night as well. One mic, one love.
Mic, one love.
All right, everybody, that was Miss Classy Poet. You can follow her on Facebook under Keisha Short, another phenomenal artist, man. Coming to the stage right now, though, everyone has their certain types of genre, their certain culture, their everything that they like, and they have to give credit to somebody for introducing them. Well, this love for this cigar culture comes from none other than a poet that I put on my Mount Rushmore of, so without further ado, everybody, please welcome my big brother, J. Rob Wiseside. What's
peace,
good,
King.
Big bro?
Peace, King. Congrats
how
on
you
your
doing
show,
today?
Man. Hey, listen, ain't nothing to really complain about, man. I'm just happy I got another chance to make everything well for somebody else. So I'm here. And what better way to support my day than to support my brother and make every day a good day this way? How are you, sir?
I am phenomenal right now, man. I am enjoying the vibe. I'm feeling good. I haven't smiled this big, this genuine in a very long time. So this is definitely a great night, and I got me a great fresh stick, so everything is going amazing.
Nice. I got some new things I'm going to introduce you to in a couple of weeks. As soon as they come in the mail, I got to send you a couple of them. You know, so we'll make that happen. And you know, my man Keith Eric, I got to take care of that brother too. But you're going to like these. This is some new stuff that another person put me on to that I think is going to be one of my everyday smokes when I do that. So, or if it's not everyday, it'll be my go-to stick. Yeah, this will be my go-to stick.
I got to have one.
It's really,
Yeah, man. Sort of like that my father's cigar that I put you on to. Yeah, this
yeah,
this
that was a there. Nice, that was a great smoke.
Yeah, man. So listen, I'm here hanging out with you. I got a West Tampa cigar. Got a little peach mango pineapple moonshine to the side. And I was like, this will be cool. Let me come through and let me listen to my brother. But then I heard my cousin Aziz, and I was like, wait. I got to press one because I got to press one. No. You got people on here that I admire from the bottom of my soul. He's, you know, in that echelon and what have you, man. And, you know, all these poets, I'm a fan of everyone that I've listened to. And I'm just humbled. So to get a chance to be a part of history, which is your show, and I get to do, you know, some spoken word and have a cigar. So I'm on smoking cigar, and this is going to be dope. And count me in, brother, for whatever you got going on when you're doing your show. I'm a fan of yours. I'm humbled to no end that you're a fan of mine. At my age, I never thought I'd ever hear somebody say something like, I'm a fan of your work, because I love what I do poetically. And the fact that people feel what I'm doing is one of the most humbling things on the planet, man. And I want to tell you up front how much I appreciate all the love and support you've shown my poetry series over these last couple of months. Because I'm just trying to step it up and show how much we love one another and how we should be loving up on these sisters. Because it ain't all about sex. It's really about showing these sisters how much we love them. And what better way to express that love through spoken word. So I appreciate you, man. I'm humbled to have you in my life. So thank you, bro. Salute to you.
Honored. Thank you, brother. Like, so honored. Yeah, no idea how that really made me feel. Man, I appreciate that so much. Man, J-Rob, VY, son, he's one of the people that, like, I'm pretty cool, you know, with a lot of people, but I'm very, very closed off towards people. Like, I know how to be cordial, but I'm very closed off to people. But during some dark moments for me these last couple of months, J-Rob, like, one of the main ones that was just there, Van, Mojave, Danielle, like, these people have no idea how many times they have truly talked me off the ledge, how just those phone calls are just saying, hey, just checking on you, like, what that really felt like, you know. So I'm forever indebted for the love that's shown to me. And like I said, I love you to death, man. Real talk.
My man. Thank you.
But I want to know, and the smoking word universe would like to know, what genre of music heals your soul?
Heals my soul?
Yes.
Hip-hop first. But it's a good combination because hip-hop, jazz, and surreal R&B can remove a lot of the pain that I have been going through or might go through. And I can be feeling some kind of way. But you give me some Treacherous Three, you give me some Naughty by Nature, you give me some, some Fresh Prince or some LL, or give me some Nas or some Rakim or some Busta or Big L or some DMX. In certain songs, you can just fade away on it
And then on the R&B side, you can give me some solo. You can give me some, obviously, some Michael Jackson. Give me, you know, Case, and give me, you know, some of that early Puffy work when music was fun in the 90s. And I'm old enough to remember good music in the 80s. And bro, there's some stuff we just can do to make music make you forget stuff. And that's what poetry does, because a good poetry set will have you forgetting, you know, about your problems. And you can just fade to black, man. And I love what the poetry side of R&B and hip-hop does. It's just dope. And we're the stewards of that as poets and as spoken word artists. We don't always have to have that music, but we're always going to have that rhythm. And however your cadence is, it's always rhythmic. And you never know who you're going to touch out in the world listening to your material, and you'll change somebody's day or show them that, you know what, tomorrow's going to be better than right now. And that's our duty as poets. We're the consciousness of the community, and we make it work, man. Love this. But give me hip-hop and not rap music, so I don't like rap, but give me hip-hop with some real MCs, and give me R&B music with people who can actually sing, and give me some good jazz, and I'm in the zone.
That is what's up. I've never been more proud, like, to be a poet, the way you just described us as poets. Like, I love that. So honestly, poetry has a seat at the table of hip-hop, right?
Absolutely, man. Poetry is a guest in every genre of music. It really is. And even music that doesn't have words, poetry is a guest at that table and eating very well. You know, You can listen to hip-hop, but if you just take the music out of it and read the lyrics, that poetry is incredible. And I ask anyone, just take the music out and just read some of Rakim's lyrics. Read some of Nas' lyrics. Read the message. You know, when you hear a 15-year-old kid tell you that a child is born with no state of mind, but he's blind in the ways of mankind. Yeah, God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you go through. Bruh, a 15-year-old wrote that from the ghetto.
Wow.
Yeah, man. But then when you put music to it, it turns into something different. You know? Or when you hear a cat say that, I'm glad I listened when my father was rapping to me, because back in the day, he said he lived in caves, transformed from the original man and strayed away. And that's what I call hard times. So I'd rather be here and exercise my mind. Return the thought through the eye of a needle. Metaphorically, picture what that is. You taking everything you're thinking about and you making it so thin and it's so deep that it can fit through the eye of a needle, which is how thin a membrane is as a sparking thought through your brain. These are just kids, man, writing that deep.
Wow.
Poetry is beautiful, brother. Poetry is beautiful. We are the stewards of that. Regardless how old we get or how young we start, we are stewards, because everybody's story is unique. How you love, how you see love, how you hate, how you cry, how you feel. Yo, it's all a different rhythm and a different story. Just like no fingerprint looks the same, no poetry in its experience and delivery is the same. And even though we're talking the same subject matter, everyone's experiencing that is going to be different. And that's the beauty of what we do. Love this, man. And I'm blessed to be able to still do this.
I love it. You didn't already gave everybody a warm-up, so I'm not letting you slide up out of here, because you have to. You gave the warm-up. It's time to go ahead and win, so I know you got something.
I brought you something, brother. I brought you something, man. So I'm hoping people dig this.
Oh, go.
Piece is called Who Am I?
I'm 100% sure. Oh, okay. Who Am I?
Who Am I?
All right.
Yeah.
The mic is yours.
I am the unfulfilled dreams hanging on the ads and ends of ropes of men and women and children in every season, just on public display for no reason, like rotting strange fruits. The strange fruit that ends up being the lifeless corpses rotting away in sundown towns that continue to gentrify our genius. But lives high in powerful penthouse towers for hours that watch us put brands on our bodies like the brands they used to put on our bodies because we jump through hoops just to say, "Ooh, look at the brand I got on my body." I'm the excuse given when gentrification is a forced form of migration because this skin is not supposed to live here. The reason why it's okay to hate us when all we ever did was exist. And even when they thrive, they don't want us to exist, but celebrate our everything that they steal from us as if this is Christmas. Even when we're peaceful, they don't want us to exist. Because beneath a foot and a knee, this is rather where they see us be. But how do you not see me or we or when we are the first canceled culture created by the most copied culture, birth first? I'm in the tears that fertilize acres of graveyards in cemeteries that house buried silent nightmares where regurgitated prayers continue to go ignored, where mirrored chocolate genocide was a front row seat to mass destruction because we still hear hollow metal slaves and enslavement and just like the skin-like tattoos that they give us for bragging rights. Even when all that, I still see the rainbows of endless possibilities in the eyes of those most targeted. And regardless of the genius that they steal, let me marinate that and reiterate what my man Jesse told everybody. Because everything that we've had that they steal, I got to remind you all, please understand. Just because we're magical, that shit doesn't mean that black people aren't real. I say all this to you, you and you. Black people. Well, shit, y'all, we're people too. I'll holler at you later. My name is J-Rob, the wise son, and you've just been entered into a deeper shade of soul. Peace.
Oh, my God. Just because we magical don't mean that we ain't real. Do everybody understand why I say that I put this man on my Mount Rushmore of poetry? No. It's, like I said, Peter fertilized acres of graveyards. Like, that's just, and every word that came out of your mouth, man, it was like, it created a vision in my mind. And I can see that. Like, I actually can see almost like an artist drawing that image, and your words are so powerful, brother. I thank you so much for showing up today. I definitely know I'm going to get off this phone today and push my pen. I've never heard anyone say that. Like, that's an amazing, I got to step it up. But now that's a beautiful, beautiful piece.
I'm humbled.
Oh, man.
I'm extremely humbled to know brothers like yourself and Aziz and Van and Danielle, Epiphany family, man, and other poets from other places, man. Y'all make me continue to push my pen. And I do what I do because I remember it was a time I couldn't write anything after my father passed away. And I'm glad the flame hasn't diminished and the words are still appearing in my head for some reason. And I just want to touch folks, man. And having someone like you who I love immensely and respect them says a lot. So I'm humbled and I'm happy, man. So thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. It was an honor, to have you. Let everyone know where they can find you, what you got going.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Thursday night, you can catch me, John Robinson, a.k.a. J-Rob, the Wise Son, along with an incredible cat by the name of Van Meadows, who we affectionately call Poetic. Together, we're like the Batman and Robin of this whole poetry thing in the Epiphany Radio universe. We call our show The Get Down, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on the Epiphany Radio universe. Please come through. This is going to be a fun night. We're about to do something nice for Black History Month, and we appreciate every single one of you who take a little bit of time to do not think it's robbery to stop by The Get Down. This is beautiful. I can't wait to hear your voices. I can't wait to hear your poetry. I say I love every single one of you. There's nothing you could do about it. So from this time until that time that we call next time, I'm going to see y'all on The Get Down. One love and one mic. Peace.
Peace, peace, one love, one mic. That's my big bro, J-Rob, the Wise Son, man, coming through. You know what? I think I'm going to spit me a piece tonight. I think I'm going to do that. So if that's all right with everybody, I'm going to go and get this one out of the way. It's not titled, man, but I did it for this great group that I call Legendary Inc. It's Strategy, the Poet, Poetic Pretty Wings, C-Double. Like, they have this group for a poet called Legendary Inc. is a real dope group. So he made a concept picture for me based off this picture, off this piece. So I'm going to spit this piece real quick. There are some things that really get under my skin. Like when I call my mama and she don't answer the phone. What exactly could you be doing that's more important than answering my random ass questions? Or what about the times that I want to go get me some crawfish and they trying to charge me $40 a pound. And on top of that, they small as hell. But what gets under my skin more than anything else in this world is when mothers of black children wake up without one. The sound of gunshots act as alarm clocks, waking the feelings of dread in the head of those mothers every time the phone rings. It angers me that these mothers have to dig deep to find an untapped strength to deal with the unnatural decision to either pick out a beautiful casket for their child to eternally sleep in or a customized urn holding the remains of their baby that will undoubtedly have their own space on the nightstand. I remember when my homie died. His mother pulled me to the side and she cried and told me that she apologized because in her heart, she felt that she was the reason that her son was no longer alive. She said, Paul Cram, he wanted to go to the Navy with you. And I told him not to go for fear he would die in a war that had nothing to do with him. I made him stay home just for him to die in a war he had nothing to do with. Dear God, I may be crossing boundary lines, but I angrily ask of you, do you hear it? Do you hear the weeping of grieving mothers? Many of them who have spent countless nights praying for their children just to have them executed by someone who was praying on their children. You see, every day I pray for the rain to wash away the bloodstains on neighborhood streets.
rest in peace to all those who had their lives stolen, and to the mother who fills the empty spaces in their hearts with tears, you have my condolence. May peace enter your mind as time attempts to heal your soul, and may love surround your heart as a happy memory you shall never let go. And that's that peace. All right, everybody, we got a little time left, man. I'm going to continue going. We got the next part right here is another cigar aficionado. We welcome to the stage none other than the smooth clone of himself, the Renaissance poet.
Hey, bro. What's going on with your name?
What's good, man? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm good. I'm at work listening to the show. Been enjoying it, man.
Oh, oh, you at work. I'm about to ask you what stick you got tonight, but nothing at work.
Oh, no, no, bro. The only stick I got to have is controlling the X-ray machine. So, I mean, that's what I got going on.
Oh, man, but I'm glad you're enjoying the show, man. I appreciate you. It's an honor that you are here for the pilot episode of Smoking Word. I would like to know, though, what genre of music heals your soul?
That's like a two-part answer, man, because the first time I felt, you know, my soul, like, stir and move to music, like, really just hit home, this super connection, it was the first time I heard hip-hop, you know, Curtis Blow, you know, Furious Five, LL Cool J, you know, way back, like it just connected, and I was a b-boy, so I'm on. As soon as the cardboard hit the ground, you know, I'm spinning, I'm doing all this, like it just really just controlled me, and how life was just so chaotic as a young person, but you know, that music spoke to me, and then like maybe the second time in my life when it really just hit, because there was a lot of music in between that hit, but it was like when Neo Soul hit the scene, it just, man, it just took over, you know, my soul for a long period of time. You know, first time I heard D'Angelo, you know, Music Soul Child, Maxwell, you know, it just, man, it hit a different kind of way. The way the music came in, the way that they sung their songs, the content of the songs, the wordplay in the songs, like it just really hit. So, like I said, it's a two-point answer for me. So, yeah, hip-hop and Neo Soul.
You know what? That I feel that. I feel that so much. Like I remember when Van and J Rob had the hip hop anniversary show, and when what introduced me to hip hop, like people think it's corny, but what introduced me to hip hop was the Fresh Prince, him, the DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, and it was just,
what was the song that got
like,
you?
Wow, like that it got huh?
What was the song by Fresh Prince that got
you? You said what song?
Yeah, what was the song by
Fresh
Prince?
Man, I think I could beat Mike Tyson. I think I could beat Mike Tyson. Like
that's the word that got you. Hey, I'm not even mad at you.
That's
like
that
album
you,
was
bro.
Crazy. It was a fun album. But, I mean, if I'm going to talk about the Fresh Prince, the one that just really made me respect him as an MC, which made me feel like, you know, this is hip-hop, you know, was Brand New Funk.
Hey, see, that was, by the time I started listening to music for that, like, it was because, like, man, I didn't care about music growing up. It's just, I overheard it. I was like, what's that? I knew who Mike Tyson was, and I wanted to understand
right.
Who is this individual that think he can whoop him. Like,
right,
you know,
right,
and
right.
It just, I fell in love with it. But when Neo Soul hit, oh, bro, it took all the gangsta out of me. I wanted to just be laid back and chill. Like, that was, it made my spirit feel good, man.
Right, right. Yeah, just, it's like infused with 80s R&B and 70s soul. Like, 70 beat, and then the lyricism and the ability to sing like this 80s, and, you know, songwriters, like, it just really hit, you know, for me. So, yeah, yeah. Definitely. I see how it could catch you.
Man. Well, brother, I know you got to spit something and tear this microphone up. So I'm just going to step out of your way and just let you just do your thing, man. The mic is most definitely yours.
Already. I call myself the Renaissance poet because of the poetry I embody. The souls of the dead poets that are in my body. Through me, they still speak to society, so I ignore any anxiety. My own thoughts are no longer my sole propriety. See, I'm designed to be combined, to carry the weight of the black divine, what you slave minds declined. Therefore, it's black magic on my country. So when you understand it's black women on mine, you'll know why I flip all these tables about mine. See, Jesus placed the caveat, but the universe is the despot that planted me in this pot of earth with seeds that nourish me like Langston Hughes reads. The caged bird sings in me, allowing me to free minds and speak life into the poet. Without the laureate, though my laurels are immaculate, I ain't never been here for that. Even if my soul is set up for assassination like Anwar Sadat, I'm still the red, the black, and the green, and I'm not talking envy that most carry. I'm like the infused weed in your brownies. Sweet highs come from reading me. My voice is a deep melancholy, swinging lower than the chariots that carry black bodies like poplar trees, feet dangling. I'm the legacy of their dreams, with the freedom to speak freely, the bastard of blasphemy with my middle finger in the air as I read. You see, my poetry doesn't disappear because haters pretend to ignore me, don't publicly support my shows but still be listening. See, that actually works for me, because as I live and breathe, genuine love of poetry follows wherever I go. Good energy flows into those spaces like the Million Man March in Washington, the Cotton Club, and the music of Duke Ellington. A sentimental mood while Lady sings the blues is why poetry moves and my voice is ice spit rhythmic. You can feel it, like it was James Van Der Zee himself who took the pick. Back then, we were murdered for simply learning, but it's our fingerprints all over this shit. Without us, America wouldn't even exist, like the light bulb that only lasted for 30 minutes until Lewis Latimer invented the filament. Black people are fucking epic, and I'm just a descendant. Literally, their fingerprints are on me, but it's not 1870, but black blood is still dripping, and they're still lynching, and the Renaissance is a comeback on whipped backs, and the whip cracks are the sounds our pens make when we break strongholds. Willie Lynch has a stronghold on the minds that I'm here to mold. Wordsmiths, this gift, our prolific spit, are the archives of today's generation, like slave letters found on old plantations. This is our Renaissance, and we are the foundation. Solid stone masons, kicking in doors and spitting consciousness to your conscience. The avenging poets are at the ready, but unlike the Avengers, I don't yell assemble. I say, already, Renaissance.
Man, my kids just poked their head in here trying to figure out why they dad in here snapping all loud and stuff. If this poem right here doesn't resonate with the term, I am my ancestors' wildest dreams, and this is a dope piece, brother. This is a dope piece. I said he going to flip tables about his. I'll feel you.
Already.
I feel you.
If Jesus can do it, I can do it.
And you know what? There's some people who will be upset about what you just said, but I promise you it makes so much sense to me.
Hey, that's why I call myself the bastard of blasphemy in this poem. I mean, some people may take some of my lines blasphemous, but if you actually understand what I'm saying, you'll see I'm making some sense.
A lot of sense. Like, come on, man. Like, you... If you have the ability to piss Jesus off and he react, don't expect me not to.
Right? Exactly. If Jesus can flip the table, what you think I'm going to do?
I'm probably gonna hit you. That's the point we're at now.
Hey. With all of his restraint, he flipped the table. All right, I ain't got his restraint, so understand.
I ain't got that. Don't expect that from me.
I agree.
Oh man. Won't you tell everybody where they can find you? You got this thing going. Let everybody know where to get at you at.
All right, but this particular week, I do this every other week. But this week, this Friday, right after the Get Down that Jay Robinson just got to talking about, we got the Renaissance Poetry Jam. Now, we have our show starting at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central. And our show, it's just based on free-flowing poetry. You bring your best shit. And when we say your best shit, we're not talking about some stuff that we want you to come through and impress the host with or anybody that's listening. But your best shit is equivalent to that energy that you're feeling to spit a particular poem. So it's your best shit tonight. Like, this is what you're feeling like spitting. It's going to come off of just so powerful because that's where your energy is. That's the best shit we want. So when people bring that to our show, man, it's electric. It's a family atmosphere. It's like we have in a family reunion every show, man. So if y'all want to come through and hear some good poetry, have a little fun, laugh a little bit, whatever, and hear some really good poetry, once again, come through to the show on Friday.
Man, no doubt. I'm thinking about a piece right now. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go rehearse this piece for this show. I got to bring it. Like, I like this piece. I want it. Oh, yeah.
Well, really,
I know you said you at work,
brother. We'd like to give that back to you.
Yeah, exactly. So I know you said you at work, but I sent an email to your boss to let him know that you at the Bourbon and Bars Lounge and you got to have a drink and a stick with me. So you go ahead and go through them double doors right there, man. I'll be there momentarily. I got the sticks waiting on us, man.
Did you CC me on it? Did you CC me on the email? Otherwise, I don't know, brother.
I CC'd you on it.
All right, man. Just make sure I got to be a part of that email thread. You know what I'm saying?
No problem. I got you, man. One mic, one love.
I already appreciate you, man. Enjoying the show. Keep it up.
Thanks so much. Oh, man. That was none other than the Renaissance Poet, man, bringing it to us tonight. We got a couple more hands up, and we're getting close to time. We had a great, great show tonight, man. This guy is getting ready to come up right now, man. If your mind can take any more pressure that's getting ready to hit these airways, man, get ready. Hold on to your seats, man. Everybody, please welcome to the stage an amazing, amazing, amazing artist, Just Jay. What's good? All right, you know what? My bad. Maybe we took a little bit too long, or maybe he had a long day, but we're going to leave it at that right there. We got another hand raised right now. Area code 318. Can you hear me?
What's up?
Patrick.
Mr. Lewis,
what's up?
Me, my brother. Man, it's chilling, bro.
How you
man,
doing, Mr. Lewis?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm enjoying the show, brother. This is just awesome. I'm listening to y'all catch. Make me want to step my game up. I'm about to get on my pen for real. So, but definitely want to come in and show some love,
man,
my brother.
That's how I feel with each and every time. Thank you.
Definitely.
I'm humble. I appreciate that so much, but I'm not going to let you sneak up out of here. Nah. See, I sat there and I listened to you said you just want to show some love. I'm like, yeah, that's cool, but we got time and you on here, so I got a question to ask you.
What you got for me?
What genre? Huh?
Hmm.
want to know what genre of music heals your soul.
Ah, wow. Okay. Old school R&B. I can take it back to 1991 around November. Matter of fact, I can tell you exactly when it was. November 18th, 1991 was the day that I found out that my dad was murdered. The thing that got me through was old school Jodeci. Yeah, go figure. Groups like Jodeci and Basic Black. And then as I got a little older, I got into the whole neo-soul scene with Maxwell and the Floetry and D'Angelo. I mean, you know, I'm in my classroom and the kids is like, what are you jamming out to? Because I ain't heard this. I'm like, yeah, this is real music. This is something that'll just see my soul. Jamming to a little bit of Bilal, you know, a little bit of Tweet with that best friend of mine, you know, stuff like that. You know, stuff like that is what, you know, really heals me. Stuff like that, brother. That.
Oh, that's that's dope. I like your musical selection, man. I like your music choices.
Oh, yeah, brother.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
So you want to spit something for us tonight?
I don't know if I'm ready for y'all right now. I really don't. I don't know if I'm ready for y'all. I think I'm, like I told you earlier, I'm still coming out to the world, you know, new to this, but I might have a little piece that I could read for you guys. So, like Eric about to say, I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my ish. So, y'all be cool.
Okay. All right, brother.
Yeah.
Well, the mic is here.
I call this piece Free. You don't know the pain behind my smile. I suffer in silence like a hitman's gun. So many thoughts running through my brain. It's like a marathon run. I've been trapped in the supermax prison of my mind for some time. It's tough. Friends wondering why I haven't been connecting with them. But there's no connection, even with these bars up locked into this state of mind for 23 hours a day with only for the sun to shine on me. But then I'm reminded that in the lowest valleys, in the darkest of days, the sun still shines on me. He reminded me that his love will always overcome anything that I am currently in. He reminded me of whose image I was created in and that the Most High loves me and calls me his friend. He said, son, the things that you experience are only a test. You have been equipped with the tools that you need to give it your best. Ease your mind when you're weak and I'll be strong. This is just a test of your faith. This trial won't last long. Satan has been the prosecution, bringing you up on all your flaws. But I told him that I'm aware of what he's done. But my son advocated on your behalf. The verdict was not guilty. Satan said, you got to be kidding me, right? Then God said, he who the son sets free is free indeed. My child, my love for you is real. Become the man that I called you to be. There's so much greatness inside of you. Like Fort Knox with a gift so strong that Satan is constantly trying to steal. So cry no more. Time to be an effective agent of change. Put your trust in me. No more doubting and reliving the pain of your past. It's a new day and a new you. It's time to be free. I am Mr. Lewis Speaks.
I don't ever want you to feel like you not ready for nobody who's grabbed this microphone, you coming through spitting like that, bro.
That was a dope piece.
Like, no, that's not true. Especially for somebody who actually, I can openly admit, I struggle with my spirituality at times. So to hear that piece is like, almost like reassurance, you know, Like, man, I appreciate you taking time to write that piece, because that piece is going to help some people who really need to hear that, people like me who really need to hear things like that.
Brother, if you knew where that piece came from, real pain. That piece came from a time where I was paralyzed from the waist down. Keyword being was. That piece came from me trying to commit suicide and failed miserably, because I was supposed to connect with people like you and let everybody know that just because you're in a valley doesn't mean that's going to be your final resting place.
Say that.
The valley is only temporary. The valley is only a temporary spot. The valley will come to show you who you are and show you who people are around you.
That was pure beauty. And we're definitely gonna have to link up, brother, conversations dealing with especially with that 318 area code of yours. You know, I'm definitely gonna have to talk to you, make sure that you close to Shreveport, because you're probably a Cowboy fan, unfortunately. But it's okay.
Oh God, no. How dare you?
Yes.
Man, I thought we was people. Did you cuss me out like that? Man, come on, bro.
Man, I went to Shreveport and I had a Saints jersey on, and then people wanted to fight me, man. They say that's Cowboy country. Like, Cowboys in Texas.
No, it's not.
Y'all live
No. Nah. I'll move that to the day I die, bro. We all good, baby. I'll take a paper bag before
tough.
I put that saw in my head, bro.
Who? With
yes,
the
sir.
Quickness.
That point, but man.
All right, Mr. Lewis. So you want to let the people know where they can follow you at, as far as want to hear your work,
man.
Anything like that, if you have anything going?
Man, you follow me on Facebook. I am Patrick Lewis, a.k.a. Mr. Lewis Speaks. I'm always doing motivational reels, same as Instagram. I'm Mr. Lewis Speaks 0615, and I'm Mr. Lewis Speaks on TikTok. I always have something motivational, something encouraging, and I'm about to start putting more poetry out there. Starting to share my gift with the world. Poetry got me through some of the roughest times, and I want to be able to be a blessing and pay it forward to somebody else.
No doubt. I thank you. I'm definitely one of the ones who's definitely following you, man, so I appreciate all the inspiration that you do bring. I'm going to escort you on over to the Bourbon Bars Lounge. We've got some music and things going. Have a great one. I thank you so much for joining the show, man. One mic, one love.
It's all love, my brother. Appreciate you.
All right. Well, everybody, seeing that we ran a little bit over time, man, this was an amazing show. I want to thank everyone who took time out of their day to come and be part of the pilot episode of Spoken Word, presented by Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and sponsored by Raw Links LLC. Why be average when you can be raw? This is Paul Cram, the poet, signing out, telling it all, man. Don't let life get you down. Don't let the negativity cloud your judgment. Just like every cigar that I get, make sure that you stay fresh. One mic, one love.